Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul.
And today our guests are Jay Gish and Tom McMahon of Yippie Kayak. They're a comedy improv group all the way here from Chicago. And also Rich Capitan, who is of the Scared Scriptless Ensemble, another local, improv comedy troupe. Well, welcome, guys.
Hey, what's going
on? Thanks for having us.
Hey.
Thank you.
So, What do you improve when you improv?
Improv is life.
Well, what we're doing this weekend is we're having a 2-for-1. Actually, you get a bonanza. It's a buffet of improv. We're going to start off with a little short form, which Scared Scriptless is kind of known for.
Well, what's short form?
Short form, like the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, that most people are familiar with, or at least have seen with Drew Carey. It's a series of just short games, which are all improvised from audience suggestions.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's kind of little tidbits of funny versus long form, which our friends from Chicago are going to be showing us.
Yes.
Oh, and that's your specialty, guys.
It is.
Jay Gish and Tom McMahon.
Right.
And you're all the way from Chicago, and that is kind of like the hotbed Petri dish. That is the great Rosetta Stone of comedy improv as we know it today, you know, Second City and all that. Mm-hmm. Just tell us about yourselves and what you're doing here and how you got here.
Well, we are members of the Chemically Imbalanced Comedy Theater Group in Chicago. And we were contacted about coming up here and doing a series of shows with this group, which we're very thrilled about. Another group of ours came up in June. They picked our group to come up here in July. We do, obviously, long-form improv together in Chicago on a regular basis, and we're thrilled to do it here.
So tell me about long-form as opposed to short-form.
Well, long-form is we take a single suggestion, and then we do like a full piece. I can almost say it's like a mini, like one act, but extremely funny. Not that all plays are not funny, but I'm just saying these are guaranteed.
You hope.
Oh, no, there is a guarantee.
These are based on audience suggestions as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So like as an example, what would it be, for instance?
Well, we usually ask for just any word or phrase, and using that word or phrase, we take that to inspire a scene that starts off the piece, and then after 2 or 3 minutes or however long that particular scene runs, we'll edit to another new scene that's related in some fashion to what you just saw. So they sort of build on one another.
You'll see certain type of themes come back and characters, and it's all built off that initial suggestion.
In Chicago, they refer to it as building an in-joke for the audience because the audience is there from the beginning. They see what happens, and if you weren't there, you can't explain it to anyone who wasn't there. It won't make sense unless you saw it.
Good.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, so you kind of torture them from when they try to tell their friends, they can't explain why it was funny.
Yeah.
So
Actually, people will do that in conversation. Somebody will trip, and the next, you know, for the next 5 minutes, everybody will be making jokes about trip that if somebody else comes in, you'd have to be here from the beginning. You'd never understand.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So it's very organic that way, that there's that kind of inclusiveness. And that's a very warm form, and it makes everybody feel like they're, well, part of the fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the amazing thing about long form is it looks fairly easy. You're like, okay, that's not that hard. But to do it, it's actually really difficult.
It is.
You know, these guys have a really high level of skill, and the relationships and the giving and the accepting and the listening skills of improv across the board, but long form too, is top notch, and it's really pretty difficult to learn.
Yeah, I've seen people do this who are reputed, you know, like you say, top-notch, and it's quite amazing. You guys are actors as well, obviously,
yes.
And you're also real quick on your feet, and you're acerbic, and you have all those wonderful qualities that lend themselves. So, Rich, for instance, okay, now you're a local guy with Scared Scriptless. Are you going to collaborate, and are you going to be part of this long form?
There will be some mixing and matching and some meshing. Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're probably going to integrate these guys into our short form games just because it's fun and we want to play with these guys. I mean, they came from Chicago. We want to use them as much as we can. So absolutely, there'll be some sprinkling and adding and meshing of the two groups. And yeah, it's definitely going to be kind of an organic experience.
And when you discover you're funny and you're good at this, I mean, do you start like with a desire or some talent or a lot of talent? And I mean, how do you stumble into this kind of, it's a very specific line of performing.
I definitely think that this is one of those forms that where it's the people who are attracted to it are attracted to, we call it following the fear. It's scary that you're attracted toward, like a moth towards a flame, maybe. Oh, I don't
good.
Know.
That's good.
I just came up with that.
Yeah, so much as I didn't really know what it was when I went to Chicago and started doing it. I learned it as I went. It was new to me. But once I found myself doing it, I thought, yeah, I wish I'd been doing this a lot longer.
Yeah, totally. Yep, same here.
It's a bit, I mean, it's almost like a bit of a drug, you know? It's scary, but when you do it, and then you want to do it again.
Absolutely.
And do it more. And over the years, you get, you hone your skill, and it's a pleasure when you start really. You're talking about, Rich, about that listening skills. It's amazing after doing it for years that you really start honing it, and you can see yourself listening better, and it improves every part of your life.
Yeah. Yep.
Good. Well, I've always been curious about, what if you got the same question two nights in a row? How different would the performance, I mean, the same starter?
Chances are the show would be very different. Because I guess it's a little bit like water frothing up or something. You know, every little thing that's even slightly different, everything that extends after that comes from a different place. So even if one single point starts the same 30 seconds later, I mean, immediately, actually, it's a different show, and everything flowers off of that.
Like weather in the butterfly wing?
Yes, exactly. It's chaos theory on stage.
And this is going to happen at the Alaska Wildberry Theater.
That's correct.
Which has kind of become your home base in a way. I noticed you've been having a lot of shows there lately.
We have. We've been there, gosh, oh, don't make me give a date. We've been there now for a couple of years, I think. And it's been, yeah, a very good relationship. In fact, Roger's often sleeping on my couch. No, I made that.
Roger the tech guy?
Roger Techie.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
a good
Hollywood.
Guy. I know him, yeah.
God bless him. No, we're good friends with all the folks there, and they've been great to us, and it's been a great spot, and we've been very happy with our stuff that's gone on there.
And you Chicago guys here, the Torpedoes from Chicago, you are. What have you done in Alaska? How Alaskan is your shtick going to be when you unveil, when you unleash?
we'd hate to offend anyone here by making assumptions. I haven't been here terribly long, so.
So I'd say a lot.
Yes.
Well, you got stuffed animals in the airport. That's funny.
Yeah. There are some statues on the way into the studio today that we may use.
Were those headless?
They were faceless, at least.
They were faceless.
Yes.
Statues.
Critters?
They were.
You mean downtown? Those
No, outside the building.
Just up the steps here.
In the lobby of the building here.
They were wearing parkies with no face. I wasn't sure.
That's very disturbing.
Yeah. Vandalism.
For those listeners who've never been in this building, there's a rather nice display of four Eskimo dancers dancing, little sculptures, but they're just. Just the parkas, nothing else.
Right. Oh, okay. Those are kind of cool. They're ceramic.
Yes.
They're earthenware. I was thinking of those ones downtown where there's a strange, I don't know.
The moose man guy.
Yeah, they're kind of part people, part whatever, headless giraffe.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Did you just say headless giraffe?
We haven't seen those, but we'll have to go downtown and see them now.
We're slightly frightened.
yeah, it's very frightening. Yeah, yeah.
So what time and all of that good stuff is all of this happening?
Tonight at 6 and 8 are the shows. And, of course, tomorrow being Saturday, 6 and 8 as well.
And that's it.
20 schmackers.
Only chance.
Get them while they're hot.
Uh-huh. And also, you guys, what does this lead to? Like, does like an agent come in and say, "You're so terrific, Jay. We want you as the sidekick in the TV show." Is that like a fantasy of yours, or something you'd like to avoid to just continue to hone your craft on stage?
Well, I think everybody who gets into this at some point has the dream of that. Yeah, all of a sudden the sitcom's yours. You're leaving everyone behind. That
well, both of you look very, you know, TV ready. I could see it.
Well, oh. That you're very kind. I don't know about that.
I mean, that's not necessarily a compliment, but you know, I mean, you want to make a buck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the more paying gigs, the better.
Yeah, this is a labor of love more than anything else. And you get to come to Alaska.
Oh, definitely.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But agents want to come out to the Wildberry Theater and discover us,
please
then,
do.
Yeah, they're welcome to.
Because there's a lot of people up here who can really further your career. I'll tell you that much.
Looking for talent. You know?
Yeah, when it comes to theater, this is the place to be.
It's amazing.
Rich, how long have you been doing it for?
I became a troop member in, give me a minute here, way back machine. Started in January of 2005. So
okay.
A few years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's all we have time for.
Unfortunately, that's been very entertaining thus far. I'd like to thank our guests, Jay Gish and Tom McMahon of Yippie Kayak. They're a comedy improv group here from Chicago. And also Rich Capitan, who is of the stage Scared Scriptless Ensemble, a local comedy improv troupe. And they were just telling us about shows they have tonight and tomorrow night. And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar.
At Cyrano's is The Head That Wouldn't Die by Rand Higby. This show runs through the end of July. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. For tickets, you can go to online to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS or the Cyrano's box office, 274-2599.
And finally, Scared Scriptless Improv Troupe presents one of their July shows with special guest performers Yippie Kayak from Chicago, featuring Jay Gish and Tom McMahon. Two shows each night, tonight, Friday, July 18th at 6 and 8 p.m., and tomorrow night, July 19th at 6 and 8 p.m. also. And this all happens at the Alaska Wildberry Theater at 5225 Juneau Street. For more information, you can call 310-1973. That's 310-1973. Or go to www.scaredscriptless.com.
And thanks for coming, Rick, Tom. Good Lord, I've forgotten already.
It's Jay, and thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Miro for KSKA.